Welcome to week 7, Discovering a Sense of Momentum. Creativity thrives on small, doable actions. This week dismantles procrastination as a major creative block. Dismantles it. The readings and tasks aim at a sense of personal accountability and accomplishment. The key to a creative life is sustained, consistent, positive action. This is possible for all of us. Did you take sustained, consistent, positive action this week? And what did you discover about your sense of momentum? Easy does it, but do it. Flow. Most artists get blocked not because they have too few ideas, but because they have too many. Our competing ideas create a sort of logjam, and that is why we feel stuck. Did you feel stuck this week at all? And was it because you had competing ideas and maybe too many of them? I could try this and this, and maybe I could try this and this, oh, and that, and I could try this, and then, oh, what, and what if, oh dear. And when we get to the oh dear, the mental gears either clutch up and freeze, leaving them stuck and immobilized, or they start to whir frantically, like the bike pedals when a chain has slipped. Is it any wonder we get confused and frightened? Did you feel confused or frightened this week? Sometimes our friends unintentionally panic us. Even our closest friends. Did that happen for you this week? And Julia spoke of a time when she had too many ideas and she had that logjam going on about her project, and a friend asked, "What's your closer?" And she said, "Don't ask me that. I don't know." If you were feeling that way this week, here's your reminder. Whenever you feel stymied, stuck, or frantic, remind yourself that this is the result of having too many good ideas, even if it feels like you have no good ideas at all. The trick is to establish a gentle flow and keep that gentle flow trickling forward. This keeps the dam from bursting. Creativity is not fickle, finite, or limited. There are always good ideas, workable ideas, brave, revolutionary ideas, calm and serviceable ideas. The trick is to gently access them and allow them to flow. In other words, it's time for easy does it. Did you try ease this week? You must take some small step, or the idea will remain jammed up. Did you take a small step this week? When we are jammed up, that's when self-loathing and self-doubt can attack. I'm so stupid. You might wail, but the problem really is, I'm so smart. What we are trying to do is get the energy moving out of you, and that starts the logjam moving again, and we do that easy does it. And this week she suggested that we take a walk and remind ourselves of three things. One, I do have good ideas. Two, I have many good ideas. And three, slowly and gently, one at a time, I can execute these good ideas. Did you do that? Or even just hearing it now, does it change the way your body feels? The first task was easy does it. Listing 5 areas in your house that you could neaten up and choosing one. Polish my shoes, clean the surface of my desk, straighten out my bookcase, sort out my receipts into good order, throw out old magazines. Did you do this week, and did you feel it help increase your flow? She talked about breakthroughs and how creative breakthroughs can sometimes be experienced as breakdowns. Did you experience that this week? Brené Brown calls her huge breakthrough a spiritual frickin' awakening. Did you have a spiritual frickin' awakening this week? The breakthrough means we can see things differently to any way we've conceived of things before. Breakthroughs are not breakdowns. They just feel that way. Remember, you too are breakable. Be gentle with yourself while you grow accustomed to your new mental and emotional terrain. Were you gentle with yourself this week? How were you gentle with yourself this week? The next task used geography to establish your leading character, you, in an imaginary world filled with beloved objects and interests. While we were discovering ourselves, we used these questions. What culture other than your own speaks to you? What age other than the one you're at resonates with your sensibilities? What foreign cuisine feels like home to your palate? What exotic smells give you that sense of expansion and well-being? What spiritual tradition intrigues you beyond your own? What music from another culture plucks at your heartstrings? In another age, what physical age do you see yourself being? In another culture and time, what is your sex? Do you enjoy period movies? Or movies, period. If you were to write a film, what age and time and what place and predicament would you choose to explore? Now collect a large and colourful stash of magazines and, if possible, catalogues, or you can do this in an app. Find a good photo of yourself and place it at the centre of a large sheet of poster board and work rapidly. You could be foaming at the mouth, selecting images from your magazines and catalogues and use them to establish you as the leading character. She also spoke about finishing something. As artists, we complain about our inability to begin. If only we had the nerve to start X, a novel, a short story, a rewrite on our play, a photo series we're thinking of. I would like to suggest that you start somewhere else. Start with finishing something. Did you finish something this week? We drag our feet at the very thought of starting something else if we've had too many false starts and too many half-finished, half-hearted projects. And she spoke about a composer who was kind of all over the place and was told, try by cleaning your area that you create in and really finish that task. Once he had finished, every project stood squarely in place, sorted and simple to see. And Christian felt a buzz of new energy, like an optimism, but a bit more focused than optimism. It took him a while to name this new emotional component, but when he did, he saw something different from inspiration, something more solid and more firm than hope. It was determination. Did you finish something, and did it fill up your well of determination? She spoke about the unwritten spiritual law that if we want to see our good increase, we need to focus on appreciating the good that we already experience. And she suggested we do that by writing a gratitude list. Did you do that? And how did it feel? And did it change things for you? Next was the task of learning to navigate the learning curve. It was an exercise in encouragement. And who doesn't want to feel encouraged? Faced by doing something new, we often forget that we have successfully done many somethings. Take a pen in hand and list 10 things you learned to do despite your doubt they could be mastered. Skills can be learned, and we can learn that the learning curve always involves excitement, discouragement, dismay, misery, and eventually mastery. How many times did you do your morning pages this week? If you skipped today, why did you skip it? How was the experience for you? Are you getting more clarity, a wider range of emotions, a greater sense of detachment, purpose, or calm? Did anything surprise you? Were there any repeating issues clamoring for your attention and asking to be dealt with? Did you take an art estate? Did it improve your sense of well-being? What did you do and how did you feel? Remember, art estates can be more difficult than even morning pages, and you may need to coax yourself into taking them, and coax yourself into taking them by yourself. Remember, they're supposed to be by yourself. Did you go on your weekly walk, and how did that feel? Did any new emotions surface for you? Were you able to walk more than once? What did your walk do for your sense of optimism and perspective? Were there any other issues that seemed significant this week? Any touchdowns, any breakthroughs, any challenges that you want to share? Anything you learned? Thank you for taking this moment to dive into your week. And thanks for spending these 8 minutes and 50 seconds with us. Have a magical week.